Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
All right, Thursday, and coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Thursday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, that's not that difficult to say, is it? The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by Ammunition Depot. I want you to imagine the scale, 27,000 square feet. Now, think of your house. Think of it at 2. So, a wide open building, 10 times the size of your 2,000 square foot house, with 50 million rounds of ammo in stock at any given time. Constantly being reconstituted. They've constantly, it's a circular thing. It's coming in, it's going out. It's coming in, it's going out. It's coming in, it's going out. And that's Ammunition Depot. That's what they do. 80 years of ammunition procurement experience right there at your fingertips. Go check them out at ammunitiondepot.com. Coming out of the Northeast, just for me and you, speaking of ammunition, another Northeastern Democrat who has no idea what she's talking about and may be clearly out of her mind. She's taking another run at your Second Amendment rights by targeting the supply of ammunition you may want to keep on hand. This time they are proposing registration schemes that would drive up the price of selling ammunition online and create a database of ammunition purchasers in the Department of Justice. They always want to register something somewhere, somehow, for some stupid reason. This coming from Representative Bonnie Watson Coleman, Democrat, from the 12th District, I think, of where? Where's she from? Where is she? New Jersey. Well, no wonder. She is introducing a bill in Congress this past Tuesday to place restrictions on the sale of ammunition online. This bill would require that federally licensed ammunition dealers confirm the identity of their customers by verifying a photo identification. And if those customers purchase more than 1,000 rounds within 5 consecutive days, their identities would be passed along to the U.S. Attorney General. Goodness gracious sakes alive. She says this gives the ability to monitor large ammunition purchases and flag them for law enforcement. There are plenty of ways we monitor the purchase of firearms, but when it comes to ammunition regulation, that seems to stop. There's nothing keeping an individual intent to commit a large-scale atrocity from rapidly and anonymously stockpiling the means to do so. See, this tells me right here that the esteemed representative from New Jersey, the gun-free zone, cesspool, East German part of the United States, this tells me one thing. She's never run with a gun. I may have about 5,000 rounds of ammunition on hand. And if I have to run out the door, I'm not taking nearly that much of it. It would be good if I could. I need to make provisions to do so because I'm going to have to reconstitute. But when you go out and you're actually doing something, like maybe an atrocity, 1,000 rounds is sort of heavy. I have carried a armored plate carrier with 14 magazines in it, which, what is that? 14 magazines, that's 30. Well, yeah, let's say it's 30. So it's 420 rounds of ammo. I put that many in it because it would hold that many. And I was so top heavy that I had water in the bladder. I mean, I was full. I filled this thing up with as much stuff as I could. I just wanted to see. This was before I vapor locked and had the heart attack. I put that thing on, if I was doing a rush, and I'm wearing steel plates too, If I was doing a rush and I come down into the, you know, I land on my knees and I slam the buttstock of my weapon to the ground the way I was trained to do it, probably going to break the buttstock off, and then I'm going to be sliding on my chest and face for, I don't know, maybe 10 yards. Because of all that inertia, all that forward momentum, there's just no way to stop it with that heavy a load. So getting out there and saying, well, when you get out there and you buy that many rounds, you're probably just planning for some atrocity. You are a slime, lady. You are a slime in a dress. I've seen a picture of you. You're ugly slime. She has support from Frank Pallone, Democrat from the 6th District of New Jersey. You see, let's say they decide to do this. None of this stuff is free. None of this stuff happens for free. Documentation requirements would drive up the cost of doing business for online retailers, like Ammunition Depot, many of whom exist on thin profit margins. The scheme by Watson Coleman is a classic example of an anti-freedom progressive using a single isolated incident by a criminal as an excuse to attack the rights of an entire nation. This bill would target exclusively the people that listen to this show right now. There's two of you out there. They're between the two of you in the chat room. According to you, you bought 10,000 rounds. My folks would be going down. They'd be on a list. You know, it would affect the high-volume sports shooters and the shooting enthusiasts and the people that go to classes. You know, everybody says that we need to train. You know, we can't have people carrying guns without training. Well, if they go and buy enough ammunition to train, then they're going to be on a list. Just no winning for us, you know, us scandalous gun owners. Competitive shooters shoot tens of thousands of rounds per year in training. Violent criminals, when they buy ammunition at all, if they don't steal it, they buy a box. They buy a box of 50 and they hope it fits the gun they bought the ammo for. Now, in Congress right now, this particular bill has no chance at all. But it does show you that they're always trying to find some way to go after gun ownership or to create a de facto gun ownership registry, to create a list. And, you know, it's not conspiracy anymore. These guys are clearly intent upon this. There's some things that I look at and I say, well, you know, okay, most people, there's some things that worry a lot of people that don't worry me at all, like martial law. They can proclaim it and they can swoop down on it, and for about 2 days it's going to be tough, and then the guerrilla war starts, and then, oh, aren't the clocks going to get cleaned? Not going to be fun. Going to be a very rough row to hoe, believe me. But at the same time, it's inevitable. Simply because of numbers and math. So that kind of thing doesn't bother me. But the Democrats are clearly anti-liberty. Clearly. And these complacent Republicans that get out there and say nothing. I mean, somebody should have been standing up screaming at this woman when she proposes, what are you talking about? And instead of rolling their eyes, some of these guys need to go on record. I've talked to some of these fellas, and I'll ask them. And in the beginning, they're receptive, but after they've been up there for a while, something happens to them. And, you know, when you say to them, you know, if you were to say something that your colleagues would consider completely controversial, I think you'd find that if you really want to stay in office, you'd have no problem doing it. They look at me with, like, this glazed expression on their face, like they don't quite comprehend what I'm saying. This is probably why I don't get paid to be a political consultant, because nobody believes anything I say. But in the back of my mind, I always reserve the right in the back of my mind to show other means of persuasion, if that's what it comes down to. We're just evil, us gun owners. We're just so dangerous. And we're going to be right back on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. Keep your reaction response kit as everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
KadeArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, Katie offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KadeArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free tactical scarf for a limited time with any body armor package. That's CatiArmor.com. Come and take it.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid, starting at $12.95 a bottle. Now available in regular and extra strength. That's half the price of the leading competitors. Call 844-USILVER for your free catalog, or go to OneSilverSolution.com. OneSilverSolution.com. There is only one Silver Solution.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you by Ammunition Depot. You know, the ones they want to regulate so bad up there in New Jersey. Ammunition Depot, if you do need to order thousands of rounds in five consecutive days, they can handle that, no problem. Or if you need one box of 20 of some sort of exotic self-defense round, they have it. Anything they have on the, anything that they're showing on their website, rather, that means it's in stock. Check them out at ammunitiondepot.com. For any of us, we have all started, when we started as new concealed carriers, we have all started and we have, everybody I know that has guns has a box of holsters. We all have a box of holsters. I have many, many holsters. Some I use, some I do not. Inside the waistband, for a lot of people that do carry concealed, this is where you can go a lot of different ways with inside the waistband. But there's five things out there that I wish I had known before I ever bought my first inside the waistband holster. I owned a bunch of these things. My I could start laying them side by side and I could reach and touch Hillary Clinton's email server from here. I have a very significant collection, not because I use them regularly, but because I have bought and tried and discarded most of them. And, you know, I said, you know, the money I could have saved if I only knew then what I know now. You know, sometimes I look at them and I just wonder what my mindset was when I bought them. I'm trying to get back to that, you know. The problem with inside the waistband carry is there's a lot of things that come into play with it. We're all shaped differently. All of our rock star trainer types, they primarily carry appendix carry because they can. They don't sit behind a desk. They're not older. They will get that way one day. But I mean, there's no telling what somebody's going to look like from decade to decade or what shape they're going to be in from decade to decade. So, another thing is that we carry different guns from time to time. We dress differently on different days and our daily activities are going to differ. So here's some scenarios for you to consider. Now, whether your combination of body and gun and holster presents a risk for these scenarios depends on your specific variables, you'll know what they are. And these are the top five things I wish I knew when I was spreading my my money around and all that love to all the holster companies. If you are a person of any age and you are not a cardio athlete, you probably have a little overlap of something they call the love handle. And those are very sensitive. Now, everybody will tell you when you get a handgun, especially a semi-automatic, that you need stipples. You need a stippled grip that will help you with a very tactile feel to it. If you were to get shot, if your hand got wet, if the grip of the gun got wet, it will aid you in hanging on to that gun. However, since you're not in gunfights the majority of the time, when you're out there and about, it's going to be inside the waistband, in the holster, with that stippled grip against your skin. And oh my, that can begin to sting a bit. Most inside the waistband holsters are going to leave the grip of the handgun exposed because that facilitates a very easy draw. And that aggressive grip texture, that helps you in drawing and everything. If you don't have some sort of a shield like a T-shirt or if the, you know, there's some holsters that have them built in that keep everything from the gun from touching your skin. So there though, Nate Square Tactical is a very good one, and it keeps everything from touching your skin. No discomfort at all. Vanity is not a practical thing to consider. Most people get out there and say, well, I know they say I have a size 92 waist, but I can wear 44s. You may be able to wear a certain pair of pants, but when you stick a gun in there, that adds girth around that belt. It adds girth around that belt. And when you put on a gun, right? Like right now, the gun I'm carrying right now is a SIG 229, completely steel, 40 caliber. It's a heavy gun. Heavy, heavy. When I put on this gun, I can't just cinch up my... I just can't cinch up my belt to where it's comfortable. I have to cinch it up to where it supports the gun. Whether it's inside the waistband or outside, I have to cinch it up that way. So it helps. Now, if you have a super flat gun like the M&P Shield, the new Glock 43, the Ruger LCP. Great. Wear it. You don't need to quite get such a larger size. If you're out there, if you're out there toting a gun like this, a full-sized gun, well, this is actually it's not as big as a 226, but it's definitely thick because it is a 40. You might want to get a pair of pants that has an elastic waist that gives a little bit, that is a little more forgiving. Because over the course of a day, that begins to hurt. Concealing a gun is very uncomfortable. Now, some of these people that carry 1911s, hey, very easy to conceal those. So, there's a lot of things to consider with a inside the waistband holster. Although, there are some that I think are more functional than others. If you can stand them, get the ones with the hard shells, like the Nate Square Tacticals, like the G-Code Incog, because they holster and unholster very easily. The Incog's got a nice fuzzy outside covering, so it doesn't bother you that much. The Nate Square Tactical, nothing touches you, except this nice little piece of nubuck. You know, it's quite comfortable, really. But if you're one of those people right now that can suck it in and stick a holster in your regular pants, by all means do that. Run it that way all the way. If you're one of those that gets in there and says, well, it feels a little snug, but I think I can take it. In a couple of hours, you're going to be calling me daddy. Sorry to tell you that. You'll be begging for relief. So when you're putting together your stuff, and the reason you need to do this is because you need to carry the gun. That's the thing about it. You need to carry the gun. And if you start doing things like, I don't know, Crimson Trace laser grips, you know, those add to the grip. And that's going to be pushing against you when you put that gun in to start carrying it. I am carrying more and more outside the waistband because that's easier to draw from. And, I mean, let's face it, if I was sticking this inside the waistband, I don't know exactly. Well, I have a pretty good holster that would carry it, but right now G-Code doesn't make any holsters for this gun. This is a problem for me, although they are about to make me one. Just some thoughts as I try to get you to concealed carry. I thought I might give you a couple of thoughts about what it's been like for me. We'll be right back on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load.
Many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
Salient Arms International. Salient Arms takes your weapons platform and refines the most important functioning features, enhancing your weapons reliability. An SAI enhanced platform is the epitome of excellence and will dominate competition, self-defense, or combat. Visually striking and engineered to its fullest potential, discover the SAI commitment to excellence. To find out more, go to salientarmsinternational.com. Salient Arms International. Innovation with you.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
From the makers of Block It Pocket, we bring you a serious message about the health risks associated with cell phones and wireless devices. Studies have shown that long-term exposure can contribute to an assortment of health risks. Block It Pocket offers you two new products designed to help alleviate your concerns. See these two remarkable products at blockitpocket.com. Call 888-315-9618. Free shipping to the lower 48. Blockitpocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
So I say to Mark at lunch, look, you know, I keep hearing from the government that, you know, they're worried someday ISIS may get here. And I go, duh, Garland, Texas, Muhammad cartoon shooting, ISIS is already here. I'm not waiting for these people to defend me. If they don't know ISIS is here already, they got no clue, I'm taking care of myself. Guns80.com, AR-15 kits, 30-shot magazines, great prices. They've even got the Hillary special. Guns80.com, that's 844-2-GUNS-80, Guns80.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. Coming up next hour, we're going to have a guy named Sam Manley come on the show. Now, Sam wants to be the sheriff of Greenville County, South Carolina, and he wants to do something completely radical for the most part in South Carolina. There's one or two like Sam that actually hold office right now, but he wants to be a constitutional sheriff. Those are very, very important. We're going to talk to Sam about that. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com. 50 million rounds on tap. Depth of selection on your various calibers that they carry. I've never heard of it the way they keep it, you know. You can... With 10 millimeter as an example, they have 6-7 choices all the time. That's phenomenal. 6 or 7, that's nothing. Go look at the 9 millimeter. Go look at the 40. Go look at the 5.56. Depth you won't believe. AmmunitionDepot.com. I have finally found a reason, a justifiable reason in my mind, that justifies the existence of the Glock 43. See, I don't see, especially today, I don't see the reason. And this year, they just came out with it this year. I mean, how long has the M&P Shield been out? I know there's a class of people that say, well, you know, I want to carry something in a full house, caliber, but I don't want to carry a double stack. You're welcome to do that if you want to, but you better carry a bunch of spare magazines, because if you're, you know, if something happens in front of you that I hope doesn't, then you may need more ammo. You know, going by the average expenditure of ammunition between both parties in a gunfight is 4 rounds, so 6 will work. Okay. So I pretty much disdain flat little handguns. They punish your hand. I don't see any purpose for him. I don't see anybody going to, you know, I'm going to have Trek back on, Eric Utrecht back on the show next week. I'm almost certain nobody shows up to his classes with, you know, Smith & Wesson M&P Shield or the Glock 43. I'm almost certain of it. However, like I said, I finally found a reason to own one of those things. And that means now I got to go buy one, which doesn't make me happy. But it's all beside the point. I spend a lot of time in a gym now. A lot of time. I try to go 5 days a week. And when I'm in the gym, I have, right now, the only choice I have in the gym, because I'm wearing gym clothes, is to leave my gun in the car. That's the only choice I have. And that's primarily because I don't own a little itty-bitty flat micro gun. That's going to have to change. Now, normally, you know, only people in the Secret Service need to worry about concealing in gym clothes. However, I think nowadays, for those of us that consider ourselves in the know, we need to look at things and say to ourselves, we don't ever need to be completely disarmed. And, you know, if some people say, that's pretty paranoid, whatever you think, pal, and whatever works for you. When you, in the summertime, you know, clothes become smaller. They're shorter. They're lighter. And it's almost impossible. Well, let's scratch that. I can't think of a way to conceal a Glock 26 with what I wear to go to the gym. Can't think of one. So let's talk about carrying a concealed handgun into the gym and the good and the potentially bad. First of all, you're probably going to have to carry a micro gun of some sort. There are some that I would carry. There are some I wouldn't. I wouldn't carry if they gave them to me. I wouldn't carry them if they paid me to carry them. If you are somebody that, you know, if you're in a gym and you think you can take your concealed carry weapon into the gym and secure it in your locker, more power to you, especially if you think if something happens in front of you that you can run to your locker in time to get the gun and maybe do something about it. The gym in which I work out is at the hospital. It's called the Life Center. It is surrounding the entire ground floor are big windows that anybody, they're not even tinted. You can look in those windows and see the entirety of the gym bottom floor from the ground. Because you can see them, I'm almost certain that these are not designed with bullet-resistant glass. That means you can shoot through them. You can breach them and come in them. The doors have nothing going on. There's no security there whatsoever. This is a gigantic soft target with a bunch of people, with a bunch of people in it, a bunch of people of different, you know, you have the people that are healing, you have the healers, you have the healed. And this would be a mass casualty situation if somebody were to come in and spend intending to do something about these people, you know, wanting to make a name for themselves. There's a variety of different things I think you could do. I have an idea that I'm going to probably pursue. And it's sort of radical. It's sort of radical. I'm going to have to find the right T-shirts to wear with it. But I'm going to have to buy a micro gun. And I'm going to have to, this is going to have to be only for in the gym. I mean, as soon as I get out of the gym, I can go back to something real. You know, I'm going to have to go for the micro gun. I'm not going to carry a fanny pack. I'm not going to carry a bag. Because that's sort of, there's no place to carry an ankle holster. There's no way to wear an ankle holster in a gym. Not if you're actually working out. There's too many exercises you might do for abdominals that might get you inverted or angled, or you're raising your legs or something. You can't wear the ankle holster. It's not going to work. Unless you have a fake leg and you can stick the gun inside the leg. Maybe you could do that, like RoboCop. Although, if you're going to carry a full-size gun in gym clothes, really the only way you can do it is inside a bag, off-body. Not a bad idea. You do have to be concerned with lots of things like, where's the muzzle pointing? You have to be concerned about, does the gym allow for firearms on premises? But I'm going to tell you what I'm going to end up doing. I'm going to get a micro pistol. I haven't decided. It's either going to be a Glock 43 or one of the Rugers. I've just got to see how big they are. And I'm going to find the flattest part on my body that my T-shirt will cover. And I'm not going to use a holster. I'm going to use this stretchy medical tape, and I'm going to tape it to me. I'm going to put it, no, it's not going to be hanging off of me anywhere, like, you know, like in a waistband or something, because gym shorts are, they stretch, they have drawstrings and all this other stuff. They give. That's not what I'm going to do. I'm going to tape it to me. Probably in the small of my back. I'll still be able to work out. Not going to flash anybody. I'm going to have to wear T-shirts that look like moo-moos, but that's fine. That's the only way I can think of practically to do it, unless I carry a bag, which I could do, and I may start doing that too, but I'm done going to the gym and disarming altogether. I'm done doing that. But I'm going to be buying now a little itty-bitty micro gun. Yay. I don't even count those as real firearms. I really don't. I know they can hurt you like a real firearm. But, compared to some of the stuff I carry on a regular basis, these are definitely a little less serious. They're not quite. I mean, don't want to be shot with one, to be sure. But it is the bare minimum of self defense, and I'm gonna have to start carrying it. Oh well. Another thing I thought I would share with you. As the trials and tribulations of Heart Life Rehab continue to manifest themselves in my life. We will be right back on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load.
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. Extendivite is a garlic cayenne supplement with five other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then Extendivite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why Extendivite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
So Mark and I are out at the range shooting our AR-15 rifles built from AR-15 kits from Guns80.com when Dave walks up and he says, "Hey, did you guys hear about Jade Helm? You know, the government doesn't care about the Posse Comitatus Act, and Jade Helm, the troops are going to come and they may come after us and blah, blah, blah." And I'm thinking, oh my God, dude, look. I take a 30-shot magazine, I put it in my AR-15 built from a kit from Guns80.com, I unload it on the target. Jade Helm? I mean, really? Guns80.com. 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 Go now.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley. With U.S. Tax Shield, we can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of the 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on Thursday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com. I'm getting ready to order my 308 ammunition because me and the EBR are about to become very well acquainted. This Clint McKee-built gun from Fulton Armory has been sitting here languishing because I couldn't pick it up, and I couldn't do anything with it because I had to go out and have a stupid heart attack. But that's all about to come to an end. And as soon as I get some ammo, I'm going to be out there shooting it like it's crazy. And that'll all be because of the price that I can get it at AmmunitionDepot.com. New York City. The Big Apple. Land of the New York Trigger. Land of now de Blasio, formerly Bloomberg. You know, when Giuliani was the mayor, he brought crime down with really good community policing. That community policing segued into stop and frisk, and then it was done away with. So we don't have the community policing anymore. We don't have to stop and frisk. And we don't have people allowed to carry guns in New York City. So what we have now is a new sharp uptick of the victimization of its citizens as the thugs and the criminals are coming out of the woodwork. Over the past weekend, the disarmed citizens of New York City who frequent Central Park were prey to at least three unrelated and violent muggings. The first one took place at 9:30 p.m. this past Saturday when a gang of 12 descended upon a couple walking through the park. The group was armed with knives and tasers and stole the couple's cell phones. For good measure, they punched the lady right in the face. In New York, you've got gun controllers raging on and on about magazine limits that they and here you have a group of 12 descending upon a couple who probably would have loved to have had a gun in each hand with unlimited rounds when that happened. They could have very well gone from beating that lady to killing her boyfriend and raping her and then killing her. Of course, being in New York City, the couple was already at a disadvantage, being disarmed by the policies of the gun-hating hoplophobes like Bloomberg and de Blasio, who hates the police, too. Second mugging occurred on Sunday morning, where a 45-year-old man was choked and robbed of his wallet and backpack by a gun-wielding mugger. How could that have happened? Because gun control keeps guys from getting guns, especially criminals. Criminals don't get guns when you have gun control. No, only the law-abiding follow those rules, don't they? The criminals, they're called criminals because they break laws or commit crimes, so they're criminals. So when they see another law that says they can't have a gun, they just say, well, I'll break that one too. Yeah, that's right. In the third mugging, a woman was overpowered and had her purse stolen at 8:30 p.m. on Sunday. So you have this ideal gun controller city like New York. And in New York, the stronger, the predatory, can run roughshod over the weaker. You've got the police now. The police in New York, they've either been vilified, okay? They've either been vilified. The Eric Garner incident, you know, they were vilified over that because Eric Garner was out there selling cigarettes. Now, to steal a phrase from a gun grabber, because in Utah, Ladd Everett, when the Utah concealed carrier stopped the Matafeo from stealing the car and raping the woman, he came out there and said, you know, we don't execute people for stealing cars. Well, normally you don't execute people for selling cigarettes illegally. However, people, okay, however, I learned this the very hard way. You need to know what kind of shape you're in. And if you're going to get in a tussle with the cops, and you don't know what kind of shape you're in, and you die as a result of the tussle with the cops, chokehold or no, you know, you could just, you know, when the cops roll up on you and say you're under arrest, you could just say okay. You're not supposed to be happy about it, but you could just say okay. That's what I do. It's not because I'm some punk or something. It's just that when a cop runs up on me and says, hey, you're under arrest, which that doesn't happen very often, but if they do say that to me, I'm going to say okay. I'm not going to get out there and say, you'll have to take me. Because they got radios. I'm going to lose. That's for me. You know, it's a, you know, I can tell you that already. I'm going to lose. It's not a crime that, and in New York, the crime is not limited only to mugging in Central Park. In Union Square on Tuesday night between 7:30 and 7 a.m., a man went on a hammer-wielding mini rampage attacking two women. And the women had little or no recourse at all but to hope that their deranged attacker didn't beat them to death with a hammer. And that's what gun control looks like. That's the picture of gun control. People, victims, being beaten to death with ordinary utility weapons, ordinary utility tools, ordinary utility items, hoping and praying to God they get tired before they get killed. They hope the deranged guy wears himself out before they can beat the victim to death. That's the recourse. That's all they've got. The weak, the outnumbered, the unarmed falling victim, and parade roving gangs and armed thugs and hammer-wielding maniacs. That's New York. I'm almost certain that Frank Sinatra did not foresee this when he said, I've got to be a part of it, New York, New York. It's a hell of a town. And now the devils are running wild and the innocent suffer. It's almost like a Japanese anime movie. And yet, you've got the mayor of New York, an avowed socialist, which socialists are always communists that don't want to come out and use the C word, an avowed socialist who has denigrated his cops, and, you know, now a couple of them have been executed sitting in the car. What are they supposed to do? Are they still responding to calls in New York City? I don't know. Has that changed? I mean, I heard that they're going to wait for backup on things, so now that may, you know, maybe that's something where the guy's watching it happen, but he's got to wait on backup. That might be a half an hour. It's going to be over with by the time it gets there. And the devils are running wild. And gun control still is the law. The Sullivan Act. Aren't you guys proud? Aren't you proud, Bloomberg and de Blasio? Giuliani, you maybe could have done something about it. I don't know if you ever tried. Aren't all of you proud to know? Look, if you're going to be in charge of a city, you got two choices in my book if I'm going to live in the city. One, if you don't want me to have a gun, first of all, I don't understand you, and I'm probably not going to live there anyway. But if I have no other choice, then you better have something in place to where I don't need one. Giuliani got that with his community policing policies. Crime went down, I mean, overnight. It was a shining example of what police work, good police work, could actually do in New York when Giuliani was mayor. Bloomberg comes in. He sort of changes that. He wants to do some things that sort of, you know, bump the Fourth Amendment just enough to where somebody said something about it, and then somebody did something about it, and the stop and frisk was taken away. If you're going to do something like that, I'm not saying it was necessarily a bad thing, but overall, you're going to stop more innocent people than you are going to stop. You're going to catch bad guys. You're going to stop more innocent people. You might catch somebody with marijuana. And, you know, all of these drug crimes, as far as I'm concerned, there's a lot of drugs that probably should be legalized and then taxed and take the crime element out of it, especially considering that cigarettes and liquor are legal. Ruination comes from them, too, the legal ones. So if you want to get out there and let them exercise the free will, there's ways to do it and not have crime, too. But altogether, New York, my kind of town, no, it isn't. Because if I was out there and some of that stuff was happening, I'd have to bring some heat. Then it's Death Wish all over again. We'll be right back. Coming up next, a guy that wants to be a constitutional sheriff on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
Salient Arms International. Salient Arms takes your weapons platform and refines the most important functioning features, enhancing your weapons reliability. An SAI enhanced platform is the epitome of excellence and will dominate competition, self-defense, or combat. Visually striking and engineered to its fullest potential, discover the SAI commitment to excellence. To find out more, go to salientarmsinternational.com. Salient Arms International. Innovation Q.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.